Failure is not an option.
What difference at this point does it make?
Nobody said it was going to be fun.
This is Real Talk, a fearless, poignant, and intrepid show where truth speaks louder than words. This is Real Talk with your host, Audrey Russo.
The shame, not of this world, so we live on the run. We keep our eyes set, on what is to come.
It happened before. It will happen again. It's just a question of when.
Time's a luxury we don't have.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie Lake. You're listening to Audrey Russo on Real Talk Radio.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. Does the tiny state of Israel, the Jewish state, the only democracy in the Middle East, have a right to defend itself from its brutal enemies? Or must they lie down, shut up, and take the hate unto death? Well, we're going to discuss this and more with my next guest. For my new listeners, Major General Paul Vallely is a West Point graduate, a retired deputy commanding general for the U.S. Army, a veteran of two combat tours in Vietnam, and a graduate of the Industrial College of the Armed Forces and the Army War College. Throughout his 32-year military career, Major General Vallely served in positions such as infantry company commander, intelligence officer, operations officer, and military advisor. His theaters of operation included Europe and the Pacific Rim countries. He has over 15 years' experience in special operations, psychological, and civil military operations. General Vallely has served as a military analyst for the Fox News Channel and is a guest on numerous nationally syndicated radio and TV talk shows. He's a best-selling author and the founder of Stand Up America. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to Major General Paul Vallely. Welcome back, Paul.
Thank you, Audrey. It's always a pleasure to do your show.
Oh, thank you. It's always great to have you with us. And sadly, again, Israel, you know, they just never seem to get too far away from misery, thanks to their enemies surrounding them. But Hamas, of course, for the listeners, the jihadists that finally made our terror watch list in 2019, why did it take so long, committed an unprovoked and massive on a massive scale attack on Israel that hasn't been seen since the Yom Kippur War in 1973, and it is far worse than that because they were targeting civilians. So far, it's over 1,200 civilians are dead, over 3,400 wounded, over 150 missing, and dozens of women and children and elderly Jews kidnapped. The children have been kept in cages, and reports have been confirmed that they found 40 dead Jewish babies, some of them beheaded by Hamas. Isn't it time to destroy Hamas and all of its capabilities to ever rebuild so they will never again rise from the ashes to commit mass murder against Jews?
Well, it's a great question. Matter of fact, our foundation, our intel analysts, including myself, we're looking now at the situation in the last 24 hours, what we can expect. But the question that you pose is something that we are looking at. We've come to the conclusion there'll never be a two-state situation over there.
Right.
Hamas is beyond a terror organization. Now, they're an organized military unit that has structure. They have funding from Iran. And so the question is, what happens to the residents in Gaza? I feel bad, of course, for all the Palestinians, the young people that need to be freed, get out in the world. They don't need to be commandeered and dominated by Hamas. And so we feel that all the residents of Gaza, once this is over with and neutralized, that they should be relocated throughout the seven Arab countries in the area, not in the United States or Europe. And particularly, we see now even some getting out through the southern gate into Egypt. Egypt needs to take some in the Sinai. And I would clear all of Gaza. I would delete the name Gaza. It doesn't exist anymore. And Israel to take over all that area and develop it. Now, a lot of people don't realize that. I'm not sure the figure yet, but I think 20% of the Jewish population is Arab. Palestinians are Arab.
Mm-hmm.
And so
yes.
When we look back at when Arafat came from North Africa into Israel and launched the Intifada, there were over 200,000 Palestinians that were working inside Israel in industry and stores
right.
and construction
right.
and so on.
Right.
So I would think a proposal would be that Israel will take some of the Palestinians in, Egypt will, Lebanon, Syria, Iran,
Jordan. Yeah,
those
Jordan.
Countries.
Right, Jordan
that's
should.
That's what needs to be done. Gaza needs to be closed down completely.
Yeah, I mean, Hamas must be leveled. They cannot, you know, I believe that they have to be a situation where they can never rise again.
They have to be destroyed.
Yes, absolutely. Now, the IDF and Shin Bet, Mossad, always intercepted and foiled many potential attacks in the past. What could have happened to cause such an intel failure?
Well, these occur. I mean, look at Pearl Harbor, the situation in Israel. It was Shabbat.
Yes.
And it was the 40th anniversary of Yom Kippur. Their guard was down. Why Mossad and others, intel services of the IDF didn't pick up anything. It just happened. So that's the reality of it. They'll look at that and analyze why they didn't pick up any information. Because, you know, Mossad does have agents inside Gaza. A lot of people don't know that. But nobody picked it up or reported it. So that's a question to be answered in the future.
Yeah. The other problem that most people didn't realize is that they don't have a Second Amendment, a right to bear arms. And that was a problem as well, because Hamas knew that, and that's how they were able to, you know, invade homes and, you know, take people captive, if not slaughter entire families. The men were not able to defend their families with a weapon.
That's not true. I don't know who reported that.
Oh, no, that's...
They have the squads in each of the kibbutz.
That's in the kibbutz. That's different. The kibbutz is different.
Those are all kibbutzes that were attacked, though.
Yeah, but no, they went into homes too, and they did not have the weapons to defend themselves. It's not that they don't have the same rights we do as far as weapons. They don't, but they're working on it now. They've already proposed something, because they don't. Otherwise, they would not have been able to take. There's one man had his wife and his kids just taken from him. He didn't have a weapon. So they are not armed as we are, or they don't have the freedom that we do. And it's insane that they're in a situation like that.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I thought they all could be armed if they wanted to.
No, unfortunately, they can't, which is crazy, because most of them have to serve to protect themselves. And, well, the New York Post has reported, and it's been confirmed, that there were high-level meetings between Hamas and Hezbollah and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard in Lebanon to plan this attack. Iran has been attacking us, the United States, through their proxy Hezbollah for over 40 years. When will Israel and the U.S. finally deal with Iran? I'm talking the mullahs. What are we afraid of? Because it looks as though we're afraid of them. Why would we hand them, release that money to them, that the $6 billion back to them? Why are we doing this when we know that they are still the largest state sponsor of terrorism in the world? Why? What is the problem?
Well, Obama, you know, when he delivered that $60 billion on the tarmac there, started it off. And then, of course, Biden picked up on that. And that $6 billion went into the banking system in Qatar. That really is the banking system for all the militant Islamic radical groups.
Right.
We're not afraid of them, but, you know, we just, I guess we don't want to accelerate any kind of war. Iran should have been put in place. I mean, it was a mistake when we attacked Iraq and set the Middle East on fire. Iraq was never an enemy of the United States. Yes, they had some chemical weapons and that. But Saddam, he offset Iran. He kept them in place because he had defeated them in the Iraq-Iranian war. So we've made so many mistakes strategically now, and we're paying for it. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we're siding with Iran on the administration is. Even though Biden came out and very strongly supported Israel, he lies all the time. You never know what when he's going to tell the truth on anything because he doesn't know the truth. But we're so weak right now that anything can happen. We anticipate there'll be a major attack on the United States, larger than 9/11 coming up that they're planning.
Wow.
So we all have to be aware of that. And then, of course, we're spending billions of dollars and wasting it in Ukraine at the same time. The only people who seem to understand what's going on in the world are Putin and Xi in China. We have no friends anymore. We can't even buy them anymore. Nobody trusts us. But one of the things we have going on, you should know, our Delta Force is on the way or is in Israel right now to work with Shin Bet and Mossad to track down where the hostages are. They're probably in the tunnels through that lower entrance from the kibbutz that was attacked where they opened the wire up.
Wow.
And so they'll track those hostages down now, and hopefully we can bring all back alive.
Yeah, and because they did also kill Americans, which I didn't mention there. But, what you just said, because that was pretty frightening, that the potential attack that would be greater than 9/11 in the United States. Now, that further confirms what former ICE agent Victor Avila and former Border Patrol agent Gary Brugman have said, that more than 200 terrorists on our official terror watch list have illegally crossed our border in the last 3 years under Biden. Now, let me ask you this. Since Iran considers Israel the little Satan and America the great Satan, isn't it more than possible that they have cells here in the States that they can activate at any time?
Yes, they do. That's the intel reports that we have. And they've infiltrated also through our airports coming flying in, as well as coming across the border. And so they're here. That could be a possible ignition of a major attack in our cities. That's a possibility. China could do a attack against our utilities, our infrastructure throughout the United States with a cyber attack to shut down our electricity. So there's a lot of things that can be done. The Chinese have been testing a lot of things, direct energy weapons that could be shot from their satellites down into U.S. cities. They think that may have been the case with Lahaina, though there's no really concrete proof of that the Chinese sent over 4 satellites over Lahaina, Maui, that a firm out of California tracked the 4 satellites coming from China. Of course, they did the balloon, as you may remember.
Yeah. Wow. This is... So we know this about Iran. We know that they still are, am I correct? They're still the largest state sponsor of terrorism in the world. Is that correct?
And they do have nuclear weapons now.
Are they deployable? Those weapons?
Yes.
They are. Oh, my gosh.
Right.
Okay. So we know
the Shahab missile.
Yes.
They put together, they've worked with the North Koreans on developing their nuclear capability. And if you look at a nuclear weapon, it has a launch system, basically. You have the component parts of a guidance system, and then you have the warhead they put on it. So they just screw those three things together and shoot it, fire it from a missile launch point somewhere, or they can launch them in the Club X systems, which are containers that will be on 18-wheelers or in a ship. So the Iranians are fully capable of launching a nuclear attack at any time. But Israel's watching that very closely right now, and they do have a phase one plan to take out 65 targets in Iran in the first phase if Israel launches.
Really?
No.
Now, you mentioned China. Is it possible, because I think in the past you had mentioned that they had a relationship with Iran, do you think they could be working or aiding them in some way?
Oh, absolutely. Much of the oil that Iran sells goes to China, so they have a very strong relationship economically.
Wow. Here's another question. Now, when it comes to the United States, and what I mentioned about, we already know that more than 200, which means that's what we know of. I believe there are more than that as far as those on the terror watch list are here. But we also have, and you've mentioned it before yourself, that we also have Chinese nationals that have come across the southern border, which is puzzling to me, since they can come in legally into our country through visas, but obviously they're bad actors, which is why they're coming in that way. Is it possible they are working together here, that they can do something to Americans?
Yes, absolutely. They've infiltrated America completely into many of our organizations in Washington, D.C., and our universities. At least 40 to 50 of our congresspeople are getting paid, bankrolled by China. They've taken Chinese money. Their position to conduct an attack within the United States, just by targeting, if they targeted one of their satellites or a balloon now that can launch nuclear weapons from, you hang them on the bottom of a balloon, along with laser-directed energy weapons. Our directed energy weapon lasers are on some of our aircraft now. So we do have a capability from the air. And the Chinese have been testing using that from a balloon or from a satellite.
There were reports that terrorist paragliders were infiltrating Israel from the north.
Right.
Now, you've heard some of the briefings I have with Brigadier General Amir Avivi, when they were concerned, or they were looking to see, since Hamas came in one way, they were expecting that Hezbollah would come in through the north. Now, those paragliders came in through the north. Do you think it's possible, just possible, that maybe Hezbollah might still come in through the north? Or is...
Well, they've already had some launches and rockets, I understand, over that northern border of Israel. Same way with Syria. So... Israeli intelligence is watching that very clear. They know the thousands of rockets that Hezbollah has that were funded by Iran. They know where the positions are along that 45-mile border in the north there. And so Israeli intelligence is aware of that, and they're prepared to hit those sites with their capability, artillery, as well as the tanks of the Golani Brigade, which is stationed up north there to protect the northern Israel from Lebanon and also from Syria. I've been up in that area, and I've visited the Golani Brigade. Their name comes from the Golan Heights, Golani.
Right. So now that they're on alert, chances are then that Hezbollah probably wouldn't attempt that from the north right now. Is that correct?
I would assume they're prepared to do it as soon as they get the go-ahead from Iran.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just curious why they didn't, when Israel was, you know, confused or shocked by what was happening to them. I thought that they would attack then, but, we pray that they don't. Now, I had mentioned, the when it comes to, now we were, we've talked about the border before, and well, actually, I'm going to go back to what we were talking about with Biden when he first, his first comments about this attack were kind of, were very weak. Now he came out with the cackler Kamala Harris in back of him and the dummy
right.
Blinken
yeah.
behind him. I mean, Blinken is, to me, Lincoln, Blinken, and Nod. Anyway, he's a numbnuts. And they're standing there, and he's taking these, you know, trying to make that mean face saying that they're going to support yeah. Israel. And what do you expect him to do, if anything?
Well, they've already sent some more weapons into Israel and ammunition. That's happened in the last 24 hours. They're also, the Defense Department supposedly has directed a second fleet to go into the Mediterranean. We already have one there, so a second one would add two then to that area. Our Air Force is on alert in Europe and in places in the Far East, for example, UAE, we have a naval command headquarters there, so the ships at sea have been prepared. So I think from the standpoint of being prepared to support Israel, that's there. And of course, I said they sent in the Delta Force team for hostage apprehension.
Oh, okay.
At this point, so it's hard to tell.
That's good. What do you hope he would do that he hasn't done yet?
Who, Biden?
Biden, yeah.
He has no clue what he's going to do. He doesn't know what's going on. He's not calling the shot.
No, no, I didn't guess that he was. Yeah. And that's certainly what, you know, looking at that picture with her behind him and Blinken behind him,
right.
That wasn't exactly encouraging.
They're also clueless. They're both clueless as well.
Yeah.
Useful idiots.
Yeah. Now, you heard him recently say that because all the Democrats are kind of jumping ship as far as what's happening with the illegals coming into their states or their cities, mm-hmm. and then he said he was going to start rebuilding the wall. Do you expect that anything at all is going to happen?
Well, I'm saying that there's a number of them that we've listed in the book, Invisible Treason in America. The reason we call it invisible, because Americans, for the most part, have been clueless about the treasonous activities of aiding and abetting the enemies of the United States. George Soros, for example, Obama, Biden. But beyond individuals, we now have organizations that are aiding and abetting the enemies. Our CIA, the FBI, Defense Department, General Milley, you remember what he did in his contacting China. And so our administration, the executive branch, and the legislative branch are full of individuals that are conducting treason against us, and they should go to the gallows.
Is there anyone that has the testicular fortitude, let's put it that way, to be able to hold these people accountable?
Yeah, Trump.
Yeah, and that's exactly why they're trying
to... We should have them back into trouble, as far as I'm concerned.
I'm going to ask you a very volatile question. Do you think that they will be able to stop him from, forget about running, from taking office? Because mm-hmm. I think the numbers have gone through the roof as far as his support across the country. The more they indict him, the more different communities jumping ship from the Democrats and are going to vote for him because their eyes are starting to open to see what's happening here. So what do you see?
Well, MAGA is strong. Make America Great Again. They're stronger than the Republican Party.
Right.
Republicans, most of them are part of the Uniparty
right.
with the Democrats. So he has his growing the following. It's just too bad we can't have him in there now at this critical time. I mean, the next 10 months are going to be horrible, in my opinion.
Do you expect them to try to delay the election because they're so afraid?
That's a possibility, yes. That's a possibility.
What's some way that they might be able to do that?
Well, they'll have a COVID type of thing again, lock down the country, create a natural disaster, so to speak. They're up to no good, that's for sure. And they're still working on getting Biden out of there and Kamala Harris and probably putting in Gavin Newsom to run.
That's what I'm saying.
RFK is running as an independent. He'll take a lot of the Democratic votes. He'll take none of the Republican votes away.
Yeah.
And so, there's a lot out there, Audrey. Hard to tell what's going to happen. We just have to be prepared for it. And I'm just chagrined that we don't have the proper leadership in America that we need at this vital time.
Yeah, and would you, before I ask you where they can follow and support, would you tell us about the book is about to come out, it's about to be released, The Invisible Treason in America. Could you give us a little bit about what the listeners can expect?
Well, Invisible Treason in America, we worked very hard on it the last 10 months. It'll be out in hardcover, be on Amazon softcover, ebook, Audible. And it really goes into the depth who and why they've committed treason against the United States. It's a very revealing book, very impactful. We also just came out with another article on the StandUpAmericaUS.org. That's our website, StandUpAmericaUS.org. Please donate, help us out. We're doing a lot of great things in connecting the dots for Americans. But we have a new article just came out this morning called America's Trial by Fire. And which really goes into the depth on how we're under attack from all sides, on the left, communism, attacking our liberty, the FBI, and all of those things, which really neutralizes our freedom. But we have individual responsibilities, America. You have to stand up as an individual. You have to connect the dots. So many people, Audrey, I talk to intelligent college graduates, for example. They have not connected the dots of the elitist, of Klaus Schwab, World Economic Forum,
wow,
George Soros, everything they're doing. Much of America is still asleep.
My gosh. We got to pray for a wake-up call, and I hope it won't be a painful one for us. And as always, yeah, I will have all of the information that you just shared. Now, on the live show page, just go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the On Air button, and right under the show description, you'll find all the links and info that the general just shared with us. And this is a critical time. The information is there for you. It's free for you to read and share, so please do that, because the expertise that they have, they're sharing for free with us. So please, listeners, it couldn't be more of a critical time right now, and we should see that as a microcosm of what's happening in Israel. So we need to wake up. And as always, Paul, thank you for again sharing your brilliant assessments with us. We look forward to your return to the show. Until then, may God bless you.
Thank you, Rod.
Yes. May God bless you, your work, and may God save America and Israel. Bye for now.